Item five is the rezoning at 1580 Taylor Avenue from the Fauquier Gazette 215 of 09 in accordance with the City Winnipeg Charter and development procedures bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time. Item six, a conditional use at 1580 Taylor Avenue under file ECU 154-993-2009B. I have one person registered, Mr. Chairperson.
Okay. Hi, I'm
Robert. You're Robert Lee?
Yes. Yes, 1540
Proceed.
Taylor Avenue. Thank you very much. I've read the reports, and I don't see any concerns except for two items. The first item being the restriction for the freestanding sign. I would really appreciate being given the opportunity to construct a monument or a small pylon sign that would otherwise be permitted within the C1 district. I believe that would be no higher than 20 feet. We've been involved in a lot of development on Taylor Avenue. My office is two doors down, so we have, I think that the signage on Taylor Avenue has been developed in a very respectful and manner, and I hope that this development would be able to be to have the same opportunity, given that it's likely that there's going to be multiple tenants on the site, and the building is set back quite a bit from the street. So just having that opportunity for visual presence on the street would be greatly appreciated. And the only other item that's really not a concern, but in the plan approval, the request for a berm along the south property line. In our experience, a berm won't help with the noise and the vibration from the train. I live, two doors down, and I experience the train. We're going to be able to deal with vibration and noise with the structural design of the building. So I don't see a concern for the for having the berm. That would be it. One other item on the plan approval is that I believe, Michael, we spoke about changing the fence along the side yards, which I totally agree with. And I think that in speaking with the owner, that going with a wrought iron style fence, I think, would be really look much nicer and provide some visibility that they would like. So that's all for my comments.
Any questions?
To yourself, to the administration.
Okay. Thank you.
It's fine.
I'll just ask, is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to this application? Seeing none.
To the administration, I guess the first question would be the rationale behind this, the sign, the not permitting the electronic sign?
Well, not the electronic sign, it's the no freestanding sign. That wouldn't exclude a monument sign. I think that's what we'd ultimately like to see, given that Taylor's not a significant commercial corridor. If we were to permit a freestanding signage, the zoning bylaw would actually permit a total height of 8 feet. Under the old zoning bylaw, I believe it was 20 feet, but now under the new one, it's 8 feet.
And monument sign is just smaller? Is more lower to the ground? Or?
Yeah, monument sign isn't on a pole. It's right on the ground.
And regarding the burn issue, is that a huge issue for us? Or?
We just want to ensure that the sound attenuation from the rail line taken care of.
That's right. Better now than later. Wow. Okay, I can move it. I think, where am I here? You want me to move this? Move it as is. I believe that the project fits with the neighborhood, I believe in the future, if they want to look at a different sign, you can come forward, but let's let the community absorb this in case I miss something. Sometimes large signs are aren't really conducive to, because you do know you have that neighborhood right across the street. So at this point, I'd like just to go with the recommendation, please. As is. Who are those?